Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a soul.
Go ahead and turn it up just a little bit.
I've delivered from my enemies till all my fears.
You start feeling free to just stand up and begin to worship.
I'm no longer. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear.
Any slaves let go?
I am a child of God.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That's it. Just praise Him for a while. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I listened to this probably 4 or 5 times today, and I was just weeping because I feel like that's what the Lord's trying to get into us, is you are the sons of God. And how the enemy's trying to steal and diminish that image, and he's trying to mar that image, because if he can mar that image, he can keep you away from the authority and the blessing that wants to come on you and the self-realization of who you really are in Him. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. It's not who you are individually, it's who you are in Christ. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. The Bible said, as many as received Him, gave He power to become the sons of God. There's this power, this dunamis, to become. And that's what we need to see, is when the Spirit gets on people, it's almost like God is speaking creativity into them. It's like He's saying, let there be. And whatever was holding them back of what they could become, all of a sudden the Spirit of God is beginning to release identity. He's beginning to release abilities and His attributes. See, you were created in His image and His likeness. Amen? Praise God. See, the way that the culture is going right now, it's going away from God. It's marring the image again. Turn with me to Genesis 1 and 26. 2 Corinthians says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That word liberty in the Greek means free-born ones. See, when the Spirit of the Lord is here, you have a choice. You don't have to be in bondage anymore, because liberty is here, that you can be free-born. You see, you need to be born again. Amen? How many of you are born again? See, there are different people in different stages here. Some of you have just been born, you're technon, you're a child of God, and that's great. But there's another stage. It's huios. It's the full Son of God. It begins to manifest the attributes. You see the gifts of the Spirit begin to happen. You see words of knowledge. You see miracles. You see signs and wonders. You see deliverance happen. When people come in and they start to manifest, all of a sudden the Son can step in and the Son can set them free. That's not just talking about Jesus, amen? How many of you realize sonship needs to manifest? That's what all this stuff is going around right now. Is it to manifest the sons of God? See, some of the hardships that you've gone through are to drive you to prayer to find out who you are. A couple of years ago, I was in a meeting with Bob back there in Florida. And one of the things that happened to me during this meeting, I heard from this voice. It seemed like it must have been 9 foot tall. And it said very forcefully, do you know who you are? And then Bobby Connor, I saw just about a week after. How many of you know who Bobby Connor is? He said, the devil and God are asking the same question. Do you know who you are? See, that's the first thing he wants to do. He wants to minimize your sonship. Jesus being baptized, remember? The heavens ripped open. The voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Right? Say, I heard it again on Mount Transfiguration. This is my Son, hear ye Him. But on that special day when Jesus got baptized, the Bible said the heavens ripped open, right? He was driven into the wilderness, but what was the first temptation? If thou be the Son of God, I mean, right away He's getting you to question who you are. See, you're made in the image of God. If we ever get that in our spirit, if we ever get a revelation of who you are, you're dangerous. You're a one-man army. And it's amazing what's available to us, and we don't even realize it. And it's amazing how fast it can manifest in you. I mean, if you get a demon spirit, you get into some witchcraft, you get into drugs, it'll take you down right like that, right? It's a fast slope. Well, I'm telling you, when you get into righteousness, when you get into the identity of Christ, when you get the anointing of the Ancient of Days on you, right? Like Jeremiah said, who am I?
I'm but a child. And he almost got a mild rebuke and says, don't say I'm a child. Right? Because in you is the Ancient of Days. I chose you from your mother's womb. I know exactly who you are. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And those chosen ones are the ones who receive the calling. But they step up and they press into the presence. They press into the knowledge of who he is and who they are. Amen? I know about you, but I want to know him more. The more glory you see, the more you're invited to take on his identity and his attributes. You know, he won't share his glory with another. Right? We've all heard that. Watch out. Can't touch the glory. But I tell you what, when you take on the identity of Christ, he will share his glory with something that looks like him because he gets glorified by it. Right? Them he justified, he also glorified. Does that make sense? He wants to put the spotlight on some people that are walking in humility and servancy where it's not about them. But we've seen people like that in the past. They were forerunners of sonship, like William Branham. All kinds of powerful miracles through this man. Angels were seen with him, called out all kinds of things, and angels would show up in his meetings. Smith Wigglesworth, they said, you couldn't even be in a room with him and pray. I read one man's diary, a pastor. He said, I determined in myself, tomorrow when I pray with Smith, I'm going to stay as long as I can. And then he writes the next day, I had to crawl out on my belly because it just got so hot I couldn't endure it anymore. Have you ever read about the Azusa Street where William Seymour and all these people were praying? And he would pray in an orange cart until he'd get a word from the Lord. They'd ring a bell and they'd all come together. And then God would start performing miracles. They said one man was missing an arm and as he prayed for him, they actually watched the arm come all the way out until the fingertips and the fingernails were last thing to pop on. Said one man was wearing a wooden leg and he said to him, you better take that off because it's going to hurt when God grows out your leg. Now, these aren't cunningly devised fables. This actually happened. You know, who's going to press in to know who they are today? Something can happen in our midst today. The same God is the same one today, yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you tired of being in church and you don't see stuff happen? Aren't you tired of seeing someone in need or someone needs deliverance and you just don't feel like you got it? But I'm telling you, you need to understand who you are. You're the one. He's looking for someone to just stand in the gap. He's looking for someone to rest his anointing on. He's looking for his image in the earth again. He's looking for someone that looks like Jesus and sounds like Jesus and acts like Jesus. Genesis 1 and 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing. It says male and female, he created them. The word Hebrew for image is tetzlem. It means the shadow or the reflection. He made you to be a reflection of who he is. Isn't that beautiful? But then the word for likeness is the word demos. It's derived from the word domek, which means similar. It's not only do you look like him, but you act like him. See, he was actually putting dominion in you, in Adam, in the earth. So Adam could rule and reign in the same way in the earth realm as God did in the heavenlies. Isn't that amazing they gave that to... But when the enemy came and tricked Adam and Eve, they lost all of that. You know, I asked people a long time ago, what did Jesus get back? What did he get back? Did he just get people back when he gave himself as a sacrifice? No, the thing is, he got everything back. He got your authority, he got your identity. He got the earth and the fullness thereof. And I think he's just looking for a people to give the inheritance to. See, if you don't know you're a son or a daughter, you might not... You got to be in the family to get the inheritance. Amen? We're looking for full sons. I mean, it's amazing what God can do in this group today. If we, the Bible says, as many as got a hold of him. When you get a revelation of who he is and what he can do in a moment. I mean, we had a good time 2 weeks ago. We had some young men up here in touch, and I know God is transforming lives. And I know it takes more than one touch, because you got to keep pressing in daily. You got to keep worshiping. You got to stay in that place. You got to keep beholding Jesus, because whatever you behold is what you could become. I mean, if you're beholding drugs or pornography or any of these things, those things you become. You become those things. But there's something about narrowing your focus. When your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. And you want to have a great relationship with God, just feed yourself on YouTube videos about the old preachers and the anointing, and reference the Holy Spirit, and just watch some of the places in the earth where God's pouring out His Spirit. And I'm telling you, it'll start churning in you. And all of a sudden you create an atmosphere where anything can happen. Then you got to go find what you got. You got to go lay hands on somebody. You got to go see if you can hear for somebody. Because God will start putting people right in your path. And He'll do it. You know, just like a lion takes out its cubs. You know, He'll whack the prey a couple times so it can't get away. And then lets the little lions kind of mess with it like they got it. Like they did the whole thing. You know, I think that's what God does. I've been a lot of prayer meetings where, you know, I'll begin to prophesy or move in the Spirit. And people around me say, Brian, I heard exactly what you were saying. I heard that just before you said that. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit's trying to train us all to hear the same thing so that we get confident in what we're hearing. And then by the next time you're saying, you can be the first one to give that word. And we can all stand back and watch what the Holy Spirit's doing on His body. Amen? It's not a one-person show. It's a five-fold ministry. But it's more than that. They are to equip the body for the ministry. You're the ministry. See, we've had that all backed up. It's the Nicolaitan spirit that said, you know, only certain men can baptize. Only certain ones can give communion. Can I tell you what? God hates the Nicolaitan spirit. Because a five-fold ministry is here to equip you to do the ministry. We're here to stir you up to go lay hands on the sick so they can recover. Amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory. What does that mean? The word doxa is glory. You know what it is? It's reputation. Isn't that amazing? My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know how powerful that is? That means in God's reputation, all that God's ever done, spoken the worlds into existence, feeding 5,000, healing the blind, healing the leper. That means out of his resume, my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory. And see, that's the glory we've fallen short of. Because we don't have a reputation anymore. Do you see what I mean? Where's the church that has a reputation that church is on fire? You go to that church, you can get healed. You go to that church, you can get a word and it will change your life. Amen? You get to that church and provision will be there. I'm telling you, that's what God wants to release in our day right now. See, Noah, as in the days of Noah, do you feel like we're there yet? How much more? I mean, we actually got people in Kentucky building the boat, right? You can get on Noah's boat now if you want to. I've never seen that in my lifetime. But in the days of Noah, they were corrupting the image. And this may be too deep for you, but it says there were giants in the earth at that time. If you want to reference that, go look on the internet. They've actually found giant skeletons. They found people 9, 10, 12, 15 feet tall. Is that weird? I mean, Goliath, David, all these things, the king of Bashan, these people were in the Bible. They were giants. They were offspring of angels with women at that time. But see, that's why God sent the flood, because He was wiping away. Because what was happening was His image was being marred. And the Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, right? All of a sudden, he finds something that still bears the image of what God created in Adam and Eve. You know what's amazing? He still has dominion over the birds of the air and the fish and the fowl. Look, they're coming into the ark. He still has what God had originally given him. You know what's amazing? Probably 15 years ago, I was praying with a pastor, and a lot of times I think we're at a chicken dinner, and I'm testifying to this guy, talking about all this stuff. And I knew in my spirit, here's a black man, and I know he liked chicken, right? I knew, I could feel the draw of the Holy Spirit just getting in him and pulling him. And he says, you know, I don't even want to eat this anymore. Can we go pray? So we went and prayed, and the Spirit of the Lord came down. And first prophecy I gave him was, the Lord says, everything in the city is going to be free for you. I see God giving you a white stone. He's going to do something in the city for you. The very next day he calls me and said, you know, the newspaper came to me today, this is the next day, said we want to do a full page spread for free on your church. That was God giving him the city. A couple days later, we went and prayed on a Tuesday morning. Church is not even open, right? And we're praying. And I had a revelation that I shared with him about Noah's day. That I believe that angels wouldn't gather two of every kind. And I had religious people say, you know, the Bible doesn't say that, right? But Noah's building an ark for 120 years. You think he has time to go gather two of every kind, right? Two of every kind, and then seven of the clean animals, right? Can't you just see them walking in two by two? That's what it said. And that, in fact, I just read in Mesopotamia, they found a clay cuneiform that had clay writing from Mesopotamia that told the very same story about the same time, about two of every kind coming into the ark. I mean, what is it going to take for us to wake up and realize these stories are real? God did save eight souls at one time. Right? There was a flood. So anyways, getting back to that story, I'm praying with this pastor, and as I'm telling this story about Noah and I believe the angels, we're knelt down praying, and the spirit of prophecy came on me, and I said, the Lord said that I have been gathering for you already. Now, we're there at like 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not church. This is like Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's not Sunday. And 5 minutes later, the front door bangs open, And one of his people comes in and said, Pastor, I'm so glad you're here. He said, I found this guy on the street and he wants to be baptized. 5 minutes before that's when the Lord said, I've been gathering for you already. When I'm talking about angels gathering two of every kind in the ark. Do you realize that's what God's doing tonight? You may not be here by accident. You may have got gathered into this place because there's something you need to hear. There's something that can happen. Amen? Praise God. See, the thing is, God said, it repented me that I made man. It didn't repent man, God that he made man in his image. You see what I mean? Do you think that's what he's looking for in the earth right now? He's looking for his image. He's looking for his bloodline. He's looking, I mean, we're in a special time right now that God wants to raise up sons and daughters. That's why creation's groaning. Can't you feel it? I mean, there's things going on right now I've never seen before. Do you know in the next few weeks, Israel's going to have its last jubilee? 490 years. It's the 70th jubilee. It's the last one where everybody gets to go free. All the slaves get to go free. It's a jubilee year. They all get their land back. They get the stuff back, the creditors. And the enemy stole from them. But you know what's powerful to us? Jesus said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord to us. That's jubilee anytime we preach the gospel. Is that crazy? Because you know, we're not waiting for the Day of Atonement. The amazing Day of Atonement happened on Calvary when he spilled his blood. It doesn't get any more powerful than that. That's it. Do you know blood sacrifice stopped back then at the cross? See, do we really know what you have? Do you know what's available to you right now? The Spirit of the living God. You know, and go after Noah, Tower of Babel. What happens? God says, let's go down and confuse their language. They have one language, and whatever they imagine to do, that they can do with one language. So it goes down to confuse them because they didn't disperse. They want to create their own way of salvation to get to heaven, right? Do you know what the day of Pentecost was? It was God giving us back one language. It wasn't the dispersion. It's the bringing back together the bride. Is that crazy? On the day of Pentecost, they had Medes, Persians. I can't name all the different countries. They're all there for the festival. God chose that time to pour out the Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, that all of them would hear all their languages in their own native tongue. See, I think God's bringing us back together right now. He's trying to bring His bride. He's trying to mature His bride. He's trying to bring something in us. Like that song. I love the proclamation at the end. I am a child of God. I mean, I felt that so strong because I feel like that's what kind of revelation God wants to get into you. Because when you realize that you're born again, when you realize you're a child, a son of the living God, you don't get pushed around so much by the enemy. In fact, you start taking ground. You start taking authority and dominion. Amen. Praise God. You know, you're supposed to be kings. You know, do you realize God brought Israel to Mount Sinai, right? He wanted them to be kings and priests in the earth. Only Moses got to go up on the mount. Remember when Moses' face shined? And when Moses came down, they didn't want to have anything to do with him. They turned away from that glory that was going to change them. They would have become priests and kings at that point. Isn't that crazy? But you realize that that's for you and I, because the Bible says when our heart turns to the Lord, our veil is taken off. I don't know, but I want to start seeing people glowing again. Right? I want to start seeing people have the glory of God on them, because all of a sudden, like Stephen, remember when he was stoned, said, Lord, leave not this charge to them. When he's dying, the Bible says his face shone like an angel. See, I believe we're about to start seeing some sons that are going to break through, and you're going to start seeing light. You're going to start seeing demonstrations. Amen? Because the Bible says they didn't know their God would do exploits. But it's for those people that are pressing in to know Him. I mean, you just can't sit by in the world and let it go by and get into things. It takes, you know, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Any violent people here anymore? Bible says when Jesus come back, he's looking, is there any faith in the world anymore? Is there anybody that knows what we're actually fighting for? I mean, it seems like culture is encroaching on us. When we have the power of the Almighty God on us, it should be going the other way. Now, I thank God for that little lady down south that wouldn't marry gay couples. They just let her out of jail today. But you know what? She may have lit a fire in the United States. There are judges that will not perform those weddings now. And the thing is, where are you going to draw the line on your identity? Are you going to be like one of those? Or are you going to stand up for this thing? Praise God. Praise God. So the thing is, the enemy always wants to mar the image. You know, turn with me to Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18:1. The words which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and I will cause you to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. You know, is there anybody that's been marred by life? Anybody got any bruises, any scars? Things have happened in your life that just shouldn't have happened? It could be in your childhood. It could have been all kinds of things that have kept you from being fully who you are. But here's the question. Will you allow Him to make you again? Will you allow the potter, the master potter, to put you on the wheel? Because see, that's what being born again is all about. You're born the first time and you're marred. You're in a sinful state. But I'm telling you, that's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. He said, marvel not. You must be born again. You got to be born of the Spirit and the water, or else you can't enter the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom. But once you do, it's amazing when you see the kingdom. Amen? When the kingdom begins to operate around you, the Bible says, if I cast out Satan by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God is with men. There's something that happens the first time you come into a confrontation with the demonic, and God shows you that you have authority over that thing. I'm telling you, it brings the book of Acts to life again. It brings this Bible leaf off the page. Praise God. So I believe what he's trying to do is the Father's trying to gather his family together again. You know, if there's anything I felt today, I just felt the cry of the Father, you know. I was hoping there'd be some prodigals here that just feel like they've been marred too much. It's been too long. I've been away. I don't even know if he'll take me back. But you know what? He's right where he was in the very beginning. He's waiting there with open arms. He's been seeing you where you're at. He's been trying to welcome you back. And when you come back, you know, you don't get demoted. You get promoted. You get the signet ring. You get the priestly garment. You get shoes on your feet. I want the possession. I want the inheritance of what Jesus left. Amen? Do you want to see the gifts operate in your life? Do you want to give words that change people? I mean, that's available. His Spirit, it's from Him. It's not us. It's for people that press in to know Him. It's for people that just don't care what other people think. You know, that you're out here, up here and crying out to God because you're so hungry and you're so sick and tired of being kicked around by the enemy and watching people around you be kicked around by the enemy. Until finally something in you says, you know, I had enough. Is there not a cause, like David said in his heart? You know, who's going to step in this valley of decision? For 40 days, a giant went back and forth. Send me a man. If we defeat you, you serve us. You're our slaves. That's why a lot of people are still slaves. Because nobody wants to step in that valley and fight their giants. Amen? But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is looking for somebody to step in their valley and take on their giants. And whatever weapon the giant had against you, when the Spirit of God comes on you, not only are you going to cut off his head, but his sword is going to become yours, just like it did David. And then it's going to be a testimony forever. Amen? God's looking for some giant slayers. He's looking for people that are ready to run to the battle. He's looking for people that want to understand who they are and to reach in and see His glory again. Amen? I don't know about you. I want to see the glory cloud come. There's a few people who want to see it here. Does anybody know what the glory cloud? They said it was so thick you could put in jars. They said little kids played hide and seek in the glory. Is that crazy? Yeah, you see the glory. You couldn't find your way out the back door, and you didn't want to leave because you're in the very presence that Moses was in. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat. Nobody fed him cookies or candy bars or breakfast bars. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights, sustained by the very presence of God. I mean, the Bible said, when you walked up to that mountain, it was so exceedingly terrible. I mean, it was like blackness and storm clouds and roaring and it was lightning. And they were exceedingly fearful, it said. And Moses said, don't anybody touch that mountain unless we strike you through with a dart. I mean, it was a terrible place. But you know what it says about us now? It said, you haven't come to the mountain that cannot be touched, but you have come to Mount Zion. In the presence of innumerable angels. Come on, that's where you are right now. If we can wake up and realize we're in the presence of angels right now. You know, I read this thing I was just trying to get a better revelation of made in the image and the likeness. And when God said, let us make man in our image, this Hebrew scholar was saying that was God saying to the angels that they had a hand in making us in creation. And what he was saying is, you've been hardwired from the very beginning to interact with angels. You like that? Is that true? Amen. See, we don't hear enough stories about things like that. About Peter being waking up in prison. Right after my stroke, I had some time where I was healing. I had a lot of prayer time. I'd get up early in the morning, go sit in my chair. And in the morning, the Lord spoke to me. And the scripture was, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, talking about Jesus, right? And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, am I going to be seen with angels? How many of you like to hear stories? See, I don't want to just hear preaching. I want to hear real life stories. I want to know what you have, because what you have tells me if I want what you got. Because I can get a revelation, but sometimes I can't get that experience, or until I hear it and then realize God's no respecter of persons. But I was sitting there, and the Lord spoke to me and said, there are four angels at the four corners of your house. And I said, okay. And he said, I want you to get up, but I want you to walk to the corner and see what they feel like. So I walked over this corner, and I stood in this presence, and it's like a warm electrical field. I stood there. I felt this presence. He said, go to the other corner. So I went there. And sure enough, I felt the same thing. And then I went and set my seat, and he said, these four angels are named Dominion, Assurance, Faith. What's the other one? Faith, Victory. Those would be four great angels to have on your side, wouldn't they? They're not named that. That's what they bring. And so many times when I go to prayer meetings or whatever, I see assurance. That's a kind of a prophetic word that makes you feel good. Or I see victory, where people get breakthrough and all of a sudden what was holding them down, it breaks off of them. See people break into dance or break into laughter. Or a faith, to a supernatural faith rise up. So I wrote it down in my journal, and then we go down to Florida. This is Bob and I. And the crowds were so big in those places. Remember we had to wait at the front door? I got dropped off. I'm waiting at the front door with some friends, and I hear a guy talking. How many of you know Patricia King? Ever heard that name? She was in it. A guy was an intercessor at her church. And God puts you in places to confirm what's happening to you in the spirit. Because some of these things just blow your mind. Really? Are angels going to be around? Well, I remember one of them was named Dominion. And I'm sitting at this door, and all of a sudden this guy says, yeah, I was praying around our city, riding a car, and all of a sudden there's an angel in my back seat. And I asked what his name was. He says his name was Dominion. See, there's a reality that happens when you hear it secondhand somewhere else, clear down in Florida. Right? I mean, is that possible? Could we actually walk with angels? Could you actually be commissioned? Could you something attached to you and follow you and bring supernatural things happening in your life wherever you go? One third fell, two thirds stayed. Innumerable. You know, the word innumerable is a Greek word for the highest exponential word known to man. Greater are they that are with us than they that are with them. So why don't you stand with me? Could someone come and play a little music? Romans 8:29. For those he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined in the beginning to be molded into the image of his son and share inwardly his likeness. See, if you're predestinated to be anything, you're predestinated to be conformed to his image. So you'd look like him. You know, that's why he said, beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when we see him, we're going to be like him. See, that's the end game right there, is you become like him. Amen? Is there anybody that just wants to push forward in this thing? I just want you to come up here if you do. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm crying out, and I believe the Father, the Spirit of the living God, he's wanting to bring a cry to you that says, Abba, Father, here I am. I want more. I want to know who I am. I want you to open up my identity and my destiny. So, Father, we just thank you tonight. Just ask you that you'd let your spirit just begin to rise up in us. You know, I think some of you, there's another word for image, like the striking of a coin, the image on a coin. And some of you have gone through some hard things that have smacked you. But what it is, you don't even realize it. It's what the enemy meant for evil, God's meaning for good, right? Because he's trying to bring an image in you. You see, if a coin doesn't have an image, we don't know what it's worth. But I tell you, when you get Jesus' image on you, it's worth a whole lot, isn't it? Amen? That's power. That's authority. It's identity. It's the family of God. It's praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Just pray with me. Let's just try to press in. Just say, Jesus, hear mine. I just ask you to overshadow me.
I want to put on Christ
and make no provision for the flesh. I'm asking you to clothe me tonight and change me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you just begin to worship the Lord right now? And just as they sing over us, I just want to start praying for some people. If you really want prayer and you really feel this stirring in you, you know, I believe there's different stages. There are people that just need to be born again. There's people need to, this to happen the first time, but there's other people, you're at the child stage. You haven't really been molded into this identity yet. It's, you hear it and you want it. And there's that next step. But there are some sons and daughters here. You're right at the beginning of that Hugh, that full-fledged son. And he wants to put an identity on you that when you walk, people will recognize it. You'll become a source. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's what that is. That's Christ in me. That whatever the need is, you know, when he told Moses, you know, Moses asked, who shall I say a sentence? He said, I am that I am. And Paul said, I am all things to all men that I might win some. And there's something in you that becomes whatever people need. Thank you, Lord. So just begin to pray. Just stir it up. Thank you, Lord. Just believe what I'm saying. See, there's something that they would like to fight you. They wouldn't let you break through. Father, we just ask you to war. Send warring angels over us. Release us. Break these bonds of fear, this slavery, this mindset that the enemy's kept us dumbed down. Made us question, are we the sons of God? Is it really us? Are you going to manifest sons in the end age? Is that me? Lord, in Jesus, and I just ask you for a resolve in people's hearts tonight. That yes, it's them. It's you. He's not looking for another. He's looking directly at you. Praise God. He's wanting to restore his image. He's wanting you to be put on the wheel again so he can make you again. Not a vessel that spills his presence, his glory, but one that holds it. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency or the overflow may be of God. That we would see you begin to spill and splash out and people would get healed. You know, just like a Peter's shadow, you'd be passing by and people would get healed. This happened right in our time. This is our dispensation. This is where we are right now. Those things didn't stop. That's it. Just asking for more. Thank you, Lord. Bible says those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Lord, I ask you to fill us. Thank you, Lord. That's what it means to be led by the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. The word led means to be filled, to be controlled. We want to be controlled by you. Jesus saying, that's it. Clothe us. Clothe us. Amen. Come on. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
of me, and more of you, and less of me.
He's praying, and as Michael just said, I will take hold of you. While I was back there praying, this is a real heavy word, and I know that it's hitting me right between the eyes and straight to my heart. And it's this. I believe that every one of you in this room have fought so hard to stay on the path that you're on right now with the Lord. And you fought some huge battles to even get here. And this is such a serious time. This is a serious word I'm speaking to you. Because every one of you, the things that Brian was sharing, I believe every one of you in this room want that. You want to be able to stand in the midst of giants. You want to be just completely, absolutely surrendered onto the ways of God. And you've had moments in your life. I've had moments in my life that we've pressed in and God's moved. And especially those of you that have been in the faith and worship leaders and ministers. And this is a time that God is saying, I want you to do whatever it takes to press in and be with me. I want to take hold of you. And you know, many times we can get in these meetings because we've been in so many meetings and it's just another guy talking and oh, I've heard that and that and we feel like, you know, well, that's good. That was kind of cool. I got something. You know what? God wants you to get it all. God does not want you to be bored any longer. At any moment in your life, at any time in your life, He wants you pressing in and taking hold and catching the Word and catching what He has for you. And I kind of feel in my spirit that, you know, I don't even want to go on if we just are just doing the same old thing. I give God praise when God touches people and people get saved. But I'm telling you that there's so much more that's about ready to happen. And this is what I felt like God was saying. Right now, get as radical as you can to press into God right now, this moment, when you leave, whatever you do tonight. And I felt like God was saying for all of us, if you don't do that, and again, He has the last word. This is just me. It could be on, it could be a little off, but I felt like God was saying, if you don't do that, I'm about ready to shake things in such a way that it is going to just, it's going to cause you to almost just completely fall completely apart. But if you press in now, you're going to be a light in the midst of a great, great shaking. The greatest revival ever. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to take hold in the future. I'm not saying that. But I believe God is saying He's warning every one of us to shake off any boredom, any apathy, any lethargic spirit, to deal with every demonic attack that comes at us. You know, when I've been ministering to people and I've seen demons leave and stuff, I always have them say this: Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. And if they can't say that, I know there's a lot more work to be done so that they can hear and receive and have Christ. So tonight, Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. That you proclaim that. And you begin to walk in the fulfillment of what God has. I hope that all of us in this room tonight, that something just happens radically tonight or tomorrow or in the week or whatever, that positions us, that makes us ready. And that when that lie comes in or that dependency comes in on a certain lifestyle or where you always go, that you stand against it and you say, no more. I'm going to be a reflection. I'm going to be a light. I know that He will hold my hand. I know that He will watch over me. I am going to enter into the song of the Lord, the new song of the Lord at the end of the age that ushers the return of the King. I'm not going to be taken off guard, and I'm not going to be trampled on anymore by the enemy's tactics. Because every one of us are sons and daughters of the living God. And this is an hour. This is a moment right now. Do it. Be radical. And that radicalness has to do with humility. It has to do with seeking God in the secret place, having that single-eyed focus of affection, doing what you need to do so that all the distractions are gone. And when you have an opportunity like this, when you come together, man, you're just like a sponge saying, okay, Lord, more, more, more. Here's another word for you. You won't make it without dwelling and feeding on the word of the Lord on a daily basis. You won't make it. God's asking all of you in this room, all the worshipers, me, all of us, will you eat the scroll? Will you eat the scroll? Will you eat the word and be nourished by it more than anything else? Will your conversations be more with God than media? He's asking us. And so He always forewarns us. He forewarns us. So whatever you got to do, do it. He'll lead you. Begin to seek the word. Begin to fast. Begin to pray. Just say more, Lord. Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will direct me. He will help me. Amen. Be that light. Be that light. I want to stir this in you. How many of you have participated in athletics of any sort, anytime, any place, anybody? Just raise your hand. Okay, you have. And there's just this like euphoria when you can use all of what you have to move towards something. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that we will train like an athlete from this day forward. That we will press in like we've never pressed in before. Yes. That we will begin to run and not be weary. that we will be able to walk in amazing faith because of amazing revelation from your word. I ask tonight, God, that the sons and daughters, the forerunners at the end of the age, the John the Baptist, that they would arise in this place, that we would be a hungry people, we'd be a humble people, we would be a bold people, we would be a people that would reflect light day and night. I ask, God, that today something absolutely shifts in us, in me, that we will not be the same, but we will live in the glory and desire to be with Him more than anything. We will take everything we have, every gift that we have, all the energy that we have, and lay it down before Him and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Use me today. Here I am, Lord. Let me run today. Here I am, Lord. Let me preach today. Here I am, Lord. Let me fast today. Here I am, Lord. Let me be humble today and reflect your image. Here I am, Lord. Let me write a song today for your glory. Here I am. Use me. Here I am, Lord. No more. No more victim, Lord. No more apathy, Lord. No more complaining, Lord. No more critical spirit, Lord. You make all things new, and you are new every morning. You are new every morning. We have an abundance available to us. We receive it. We catch the word and we pull it down and we say yes. People have prayed 1,000 times for someone to be healed. And then on 1,001, the person finally got healed. Because of faith, they didn't back down. God, give us the boldness and the tenacity to pray. Help us, Lord. Lord, I also pray that you would shine your light of diversity on us. And that we would break out creatively into new areas of anointing, in new areas of ministry. That we won't live in, this is just how I am. This is how I minister. This is how I do it. We thank you for that. But we look forward to the new because you're new every morning. Come, God. Raise up a creative generation to usher in your return. May the Spirit of the Lord breathe on this United States. May the Spirit of the Lord break those that still live in the place of control, that still live in the place of saying, this is my ministry. Break them, that it is all for Him and it's His ministry. It's a gift that we can even minister. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You make all things new. Lord, I pray specifically for our nation, of how the enemy is trying to divide us, black, white, Hispanic, and Asian. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And even when the enemy's trying to do his best work, we know that something great is about to happen in the body of Christ. And the bride of Christ is so diverse and so beautiful that she's going to arise and reflect His image. Thank you. Thank you. Let us not get drawn in Let us not get drawn into the cesspool of racism. Let us live in the Word and in the Spirit and proclaim the truth about love. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Bride of Christ, arise.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I also pray just for anyone that needs to leave, I just ask for you to bless them. But I ask that what happens here tonight would become contagious to every family member. When I'm with my father-in-law this weekend, God, I was thinking and praying for him. Lord, let me just light up his life because of you. And let us walk out of here with faith, expecting that there are massive divine appointments all over waiting for us. Because that's your heart and that's your way. We thank you. We love you. So we won't wait, but we'll press in tonight, tomorrow, the next day. Love you, Jesus. May the Lord bless you guys. We'll just keep this spirit of prayer up here. If you need to leave, just the Lord bless you and keep you. And may hunger just overwhelm you for him.